What is going on, wonderful, fantastic, patient, empathetic, understanding, and dope people of the world? Welcome back. And if you're listening to this podcast for the first time, welcome. To the Chillin' with Chillas podcast. I am your host, who will forever and is known for doing the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. But no matter where, no matter when, no matter how, and no matter why, I'll always be, hopefully, still, one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillest. It's been quite some time since I've spoken with all of you. During that time, I hope you've all been well. Hope you've been experiencing nothing but positive vibes, great people, fantastic energy in any specific order that you want. Hope your holidays was well, your Thanksgiving. Hope it was everything you wanted. Hope you were able to eat good. And I hope you managed to be as creative as you could be with the leftovers that you had. But most importantly, I hope you have a place to go to when the world does the most with its trials and tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by life. I'm talking calm and smoothly because it's late and I don't want to, you know, I'm trying to really embrace this chillest persona. But also because I'm in a space where I'm picking up where I left off with the last episode, which, by the way, thank you all for tuning in, for sharing your feedback, for really rocking with me for as long as you have. I always appreciate it. The reason why I took so long to drop a episode was for really a reason that kept recurring every time I was getting ready to record. Now, I could just chalk it up and say, oh, you know, it was technical difficulties that did play a role, but I do have my alternative to record. Now, what it was me rocking my brain back and forth for the past, we're just going to say 3 weeks just to play it safe. Actually, no. Yeah, 3 weeks, because I didn't record for Thanksgiving. That's when I had planned to come back, but so much had happened. And I had just had a conversation recently in which I shared with the person I was talking to that for me, when it comes to something that I really want to talk about, I find it to be a recurring subject in my day to day. So it's something that I don't even talk about, but I'm experiencing it as the days go by. And I kind of use all that to process it, because one day I'll be ready to sit down and speak with all of you and just share the first thing that's on my mind. It's crazy because I'm 25 minutes away from work. I work from 2 to 10:30. So I leave here around 1. If there's something sitting in my head, I'm like, oh my God. When I get home, I'm going to jump in and record and speak to all of you what's been sitting on my mind. And this is just based on what I'm seeing on social media or any conversations I'm having or any personal thoughts that I just want to share. And then by the time I get home, I look at my computer and then I look at the time. It's usually 11:30, 11 if I'm lucky, 12 if I'm not. And then I'm just like, you know what? Tomorrow's another day. Technically, that day is another day. Let me rest and recharge. And then I'm just ready to jump back into the swing of things to say, you know what? I feel different than I did the first time I spoke about everything. And then from there, I'll just say, all right, let me let it marinate. But there has been a particular subject that has been just sitting with me for a while. And I decided that with what I was talking about before, the title of the last episode and where I wanted to go from there, especially with the new year right around the corner, I was like, you know what, let me just speak on it right here and now. It's December 7th, it's 1 a.m., before you know it, it's going to be December 31st, and then it's like all this time I could have said it then and there has just been wasted. And this goes for anyone who is going through this particular state of mind, or people who are so far from this thought that it's something that they'll probably never even realize they had the advice for it when they do go through it. It's probably going to be one of those things, oh, wait, I heard something about this. Yeah, I think Chilla shared some gems about it. So usually when the holidays come, my mind goes through this space where I'm just grateful to see another year. Like, I already go through that when I see another year, but for me, I always feel like for the past few years, I've constantly been changing and I'm not the same person who has experienced those holidays before. The holidays are like a special time. I don't know what it is. It's something about the atmosphere where you just feel like, all right, this is nice. I appreciate things that I may have overlooked, and I'm grateful to have been able to not only see that I've overlooked them, but still be able to make a change and do things differently. Like, it's not something that I'm realizing too late. And I'm very fortunate about that. And now that the holidays are here, I'm just thinking about who I am, who I have become, where I'm going, where I want to be, and what I want to surround myself with. Now, this subject is really, it's not foreign to this podcast. I've probably spoken on it a bunch of times, whether it be with relationships, families, friends, just adapting. But I don't think I've ever spoken on the importance on being unapologetic with how you move. I think in the past, I've always spoken on this is where I get stumped. This is why it took so long for me to record. I think I used to really stress on the idea that people will understand you if they really, really know you. But I've never really stressed on you being able to, all of you listening, you all being able to move forward regardless of who understands and who doesn't. I think it's very important that we stress the us of the situations, the us in the room when dealing with the situations that we come across. Like, my mind has been occupied with a lot of situations that I'm trying to avoid, that I find myself in, that I know I'm going to have to deal with. And for some reason, subconsciously, I'm still worried about the repercussions, only because I always have to deal with it. It's not something where it's going to be a one and done and I don't have to worry about it. It's going to come back around again. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe years from now, but it's always going to be recurring. And I started thinking about my New Year's resolution. I always know the theme of what each year was to me. And I'm starting to understand, or rather realize, what the theme of this year is for me, but I'm going to share that when we reach the last episode of the year. I think it's time for us to really just start spearheading in what we want to do. I think the more we worry about how we affect others or how we don't affect others really affects ourselves more than anything. Because we're either going to make sure we please a lot of people, or we make sure we don't piss anyone off, but we're not taking the clear-cut path that's meant for us. We're too busy filling it up with, oh man, they might feel this type of way, but I don't care. Or they might feel some type of way, but I care. Sometimes you just have to say to yourself, how do I feel about this? How is this going to affect me in a positive way, in a negative way, in a way that may change me, or a way that might keep me the same? Now, usually when I say things like this, I always subconsciously say to myself and to all of you, you know, don't worry about what people think or, you know, be mindful. But I think it's time to be selfish, because when you're choosing to be selfish for the sake of growth, it's either going to get understood or it's not. But you growing from your path is the most important thing. You becoming who you set out to be is the most important thing. Now, for me, I sit down when I can and I just sit and I reflect and I say to myself, you know, I really do like the person that I am. But for the most part, I still walk around with the crutch because I'm over here saying to myself, I know what I don't want. I keep expressing what I don't want, and I keep expressing how it's not personal and how it's just me. And now I'm at this phase where I'm like, does it really matter what people think? Because the irony is, while I'm telling people what they shouldn't and should take personally, they're still doing what they want to do unapologetically. And because I happen to be an understanding person, it's never a problem. It's never a problem at all. Honestly, I have been dealing with what's the best way to say it? We all come across those crossroads in life where the people in our lives that we're blessed to have and gave us the opportunities or just the memories that we're grateful for, they're no longer a part of the bigger picture that we have. It's like, yeah, you gave me the blueprint to run my own company, but I don't see you in that picture that I keep seeing because of who you are and how you do things. I like the idea of being able to love someone to the point where I can be openly honest and express how what they're doing is making me feel without me worrying about hurting them. And that's something that we all need to focus on. I love the idea that we're all a little bit sympathetic and in some ways empathetic to each other. But I also think that with what we all experience, we need to be a bit selfish with ourselves. In fact, we should be selfish with ourselves. And in my head, I'm just saying to myself, I feel like I am really going against the grain that is the path I set for myself. Because to me, I always want to be someone that was understanding. I always want to be someone that could take the time and process things to make sure I don't read it the wrong way. But now I'm just so focused on being who I want to be, and in a lot of ways, still, even I'm working on it, hoping people understand that it's not personal. But I want to be someone that doesn't really concern myself on what a person's opinion of me is. Because these people that I am so fixated on are doing them, being themselves, and because they know me, they'll never have to do what it is I do with them. Understand, be sympathetic, be empathetic, put myself in their shoes. And in a lot of ways, I took a lot of L's because of that. L's that even if I admitted that I was responsible for taking those L's, it still didn't make it any easier. You know how you just be like, you know, I did it to myself. You think you can move forward, but that, it sits with me. It's like, oh, damn. I have this one rule that I want to follow until the day I die, and it's not to have people get under my skin and allow me to act out of character. What I didn't realize was that I have been doing that, unfortunately, because of how I have to make sure I double down, have to make sure I have to avoid certain things, certain conversations, certain people. That's not me living. That's me just playing it safe. I'm trying to be out in the open, being myself unapologetically and coming across those situations and not even worrying about it. What I've learned is that you just have to jump into shit. If you feel that you have to avoid a certain person just to enjoy your day, but you live in the same neighborhood, so you have to make sure your schedule doesn't coincide with theirs, that's not living, that's playing it safe. If I see them, I see them. And then you go out and then you live your life. Now, I'm not saying all of this to completely erase what I'm saying in the past, per se. Because from how I'm sounding, I can understand how people would say, well, it looks like you're regretting the things you said in the past or who you were in the past. Everything to me is a lesson. That's no surprise to anyone. I am more focused on the idea of being peaceful and being at peace with the decisions I've made without looking back, without wondering what if, because that'll just drive me crazy, me specifically, because I overanalyze. We need to be able to just move forward, to think about what's good for us, how it could put us in a position where we want to be. And then we can look back and say, okay, who can I help? Who can I look out for? And we need to start asking ourselves, what's the best for me? Not what's good for me. Because there's good, and then there's great, and then there's best. So if you could say what's good for you, that's only like, yeah, that's a temporal thing. What's best for you in the long run? That's the question we need to be asking ourselves. I've spoken in the past about social media and how toxic it is. I've spoken about how people are toxic to you. But I never really talked about how toxic we could be for ourselves. We do dilute ourselves a lot for the sake of getting through the day. My eyes started to open on that when it just came to, you know, when the pandemic hit heavy. And, you know, the job I was working at the time, the owners came in and their attitude wasn't even grateful that people were still willing to come in. And it's like, you know, well, you know, why would they do that? They know you're just going to get paid, but we're still risking our safety and our health just being here. Greed or not, we're here helping your business grow, even if it was in a small way, not the way you're used to. And all they can find was reasons to blame us for they were just finding things to, they were being assholes. And I was sitting there and I'm saying to myself, wow, this is crazy. I risk my health to be out here to make sure that the work schedule is as smooth as I can make it. Because if I call out, then, you know, the job suffers. I'm one of those people that actually like, damn, I know I made it hard for such and such. These days now, I worry about if I'm okay, if I'm 100%, can I do it? Can I not? Can I do it today? Should I do it tomorrow? I'm putting myself first. And I feel so much at peace. It's crazy. And it's frustrating because it's like, I could have been doing that this whole time, but you have to learn from your mistakes. And you're going to make mistakes because that's part of life. Actually, I did say this way back. I think it was sometime within the last season. It was the first episode of the season, because I was watching you, and I called the episode Happy You Year. I really want to have us put ourselves as a top priority. Before we jump in, I was actually talking to my aunt about this earlier today, because she and I know a lot of people that will put everyone else before themselves. And as noble as that is, when it comes to them needing help, they don't get it. But that's also because they're very prideful and don't like asking for help. But that aside, the people that were able to have a better tomorrow than the ones they expected or put themselves in that atmosphere to experience that tomorrow don't even look back and say, hey, look, let me help such and such. And again, how people are shouldn't really affect how you are, but you should be mindful of what you're doing, how far you're going to get it done, and how is it beneficial for yourself. Like, there's those situations that are easy to make. You know, you only have enough money for yourself. Somebody comes along and asks you, can I borrow it? You know, you don't have it, so you say no. But then there are those situations where people elaborate on their story about, yeah, I really need this money. I'm running low on payments. there's a possibility I might get kicked out. And then you start compromising your well-being, and you're, because you're damn near in that same position. You're like, you know what? They need it more than I do. No. 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 Sometimes you really have to make sure if what you're doing is best for you. You want to know what really had me set to do this episode? I had a long talk with my manager, long enough to get me through the first hour of work. So that day went by like that. It was the best. And he was telling me something about me that I needed to hear, because it was from someone that I least expected to give me the time of day to tell me about myself in a way that is constructive and helpful. And also because it wasn't someone that I knew, because sometimes you could tell when people that you know are just telling you what you want to hear, or they're not telling you what you want to hear because they don't want to shift the kind of relationship y'all have in a way where it's like, damn, so you really were comfortable enough to say that to me? And he was saying that, you know, you have to start asking yourself, what's good for you? Actually, what he said was, you have to start asking yourself, is this situation beneficial for me? Is this something that I should put myself in? Even if I'm the kind of person to put myself in those situations to help others. And I'm over here like, damn, yo, this is only Monday. That shifted my whole perspective for that entire week. Because the things that I was worrying about and stressing on were the things I kept saying to myself, there's nothing I could do. But I would still jump in because I would say, I'd rather do it than not do it at all. But I myself, at 29 years old, am learning that if it's something that's going to derail you, even in terms of seconds, ask yourself if it's worth it. If it's worth it, and you know that it's not going to affect your plan or affect who you are or compromise you in a way that you're going to regret it, you go ahead and you do it. But if you start to have doubt, don't give in to the guilt that, damn, I should just say no. Learn to say no unapologetically. Learn to remove yourself from situations without explanation. Learn to be vocal without worrying about how you sound and how it affects those around you. Don't worry about whether or not what you say or how you say it is going to hurt someone, because to me, my cardinal rule, and this is crazy because I had literally said earlier that this is going against that. If you know me, then you know me. If you've known me all this time and you still don't know who I am, that's not something I need to apologize for. Eventually, you're going to get it because I'm not going to explain it. I sat on my couch Sunday. Yes, Sunday. No, it wasn't Sunday. I sat on my couch sometime last week. I can't remember the day. I was just sitting there and I was just thinking about all the conversations that I had subconsciously just kept in mind for whatever purpose. Maybe it was for that purpose for me to sit down and think about it. And I thought about all the people who had the audacity to just blatantly say that when it comes to them, they want A, B, C, and D. This is what they expect. This is what others should be doing for them, as in, you know, relationships, as in friends, as in strangers. This is how I want to be approached. And they would not give none of that back in return. And it wasn't really an issue until I started to get some of that energy. You know, something has been sitting in my system for about, since it happened, and I'm just like, you know, I'm a person that doesn't take anything to heart, in all honesty. And it sounds ironic because for me to carry this for so long and say that, it's like, all right, that's a little weird. But when I really sit and think about it, it's like, we don't have the same wall of respect for each other. Meaning, I have enough information to say something that it may not even be crossing the line to the person I'm saying it to based on the relationship. It's just the fact that I'm able to throw something personal or say something that I really shouldn't say because I'm that comfortable. I would never do anything like that. I sit and I think about all the times people get comfortable to say a lot of things just because they know the kind of person I am. It's like, damn, you don't even see me as someone you want to respect. You see me as the person I told you I was, which is my fault. That's my mistake. But if we can't, if people around us can't say to themselves at least once, is that something that I would want to hear if I'm feeling the way, if I was feeling the way they were feeling? If people can't take the time to be a little humane, that's like a big red flag for me. And I had a situation recently where someone reached out to me and I just didn't bring myself to check the message. And for those who really know me know that that's really like a common thing. Sometimes I just like, I'll answer it when I answer it because there's so much bullshit behind a lot. And it's just like, I don't want to get into this now. And it's funny because last year when I had that situation, it was like, it was more so me just being having anxiety of dealing with the situation because it's like, let's get it over with. Or why are we here? And why is it that I have to worry about when is this going to go down? Now I'm just calm, cool. I'm just like, yo, let it happen if it has to happen. My point with all of this is make sure you're good. Make sure you're great. Make sure you are your best self. That's pretty much it. That's a lot. I had a whole thing. I'm not even going to get into all of it. Now, let's talk podcasting in general. So it's definitely slated for me to keep podcasting into 2022, but I really want to have a structured schedule. I kind of let myself have a little mini vacation because I had to gather my thoughts and bring myself to the atmosphere I am right now to just kind of sit and share all of this with you. Because at the end of the day, I want to take this podcast to where I see it could be at. And I want this podcast to be something that people could listen to and find some kind of advice. What really had me double down on that thought was Thanksgiving. I went to my stepmom's house and I got a chance to talk with my youngest sister. And out of nowhere, you know, she was telling me about her relationship. She was showing me her boyfriend and she was like, oh, I don't know if you remember this, but one day you had came to the house and you had just randomly said to me, just do what you got to do or just be you. And I don't know if I told you this, but I was going through a really, really tough time and I needed that advice. So thank you. Now, what she didn't know was that I needed to hear that because I didn't even remember saying that to her. But to know that that was something that was helpful, that really made me say, you know what? I have a platform. And I didn't really have a direction on how I wanted to go about, like, at first I wanted it to be a podcast for the people, like, and random thoughts. But now I know I want it to be a podcast in which I can give out some helpful hints or advice on just how to deal with the day-to-day bullshit. But mainly it's just kind of, what's the best way to say this? A self-building kind of podcast where, you know, you don't have any doubts about the decisions you make. You really ask yourself if what's around you is best for you internally and externally. You know, prioritizing your peace, focusing on maintaining your happiness, being happy, and doing what you need to do, have to do, or should do to get where you want to be. And plus, that's reflective of my own personal life anyway. So what better way to handle all that than to just kind of give advice through all of you? Because at some point in time, I'll just take that advice and apply it to myself And these days, compared to last year, I'm in a different mental space. And I know how important that is in order to get through anything. You know, before you wake up in the morning, yeah, everyone says bills and working, all of that is important with being an adult, but sometimes you just really can't handle it. But because of the way adult life is structured, it's like you really have no room to complain. But who said there was a time limit on complaining? Who said there was a time limit on what we should or shouldn't express? So that's what I've been thinking about. And I really want to say this to everyone who is pretty much just getting their foot into the real world, and to talk to those who have been in the real world and have become cold-hearted vets who are just like, hey, look, this world will scar you. It doesn't have to. And if it does, it doesn't have to leave a mark. You could literally heal from it and move forward. So I got some ideas brewing. I figured I could speak with you all for at least 40 minutes to make up for some lost time. I am researching and looking up better equipment for the podcast, but I got to be honest with all of you, even though I have my second alternative to record, I hate that method because it just reminds me of what I could be doing with it. It's like, you ever been motivated and frustrated at the same time? You're motivated to move forward, but you're frustrated because of where you're at. You can't move forward yet until you deal with whatever bullshit is around you. So it's like, nah, no. And yeah, I could do it because someone told me a long time ago that, you know, if you're really focused on doing it, you would do it with the tools you have. And I was like, damn, I started to feel guilty. But then I said, if I have a specific vision on how I want to go about doing this podcast, then I'm going to stick with my own personal preference. I was like, oh, this is Drew throwing up. Drewski! You know, like that's something that I have been focusing on. And the thing with me is now I'm more open to sharing my vision. I think it took before this season of the podcast for me to share what I really want this podcast to be. But now I'm saying to myself, you know, I have to make sure not only am I ready for that, but if I'm comfortable for it. If I want to take a step backwards, that's fine. As long as I'm vocal with all of you about what's going on. And I have to learn to just stop making sure I'm prepared for everything. What I mean by that is I have been going online and just saying to myself, all right, I'm going to post an episode. So I'm not going to post there may not be an episode. And then there is no episode. And then it's just like, shit. Damn it, because my listeners are very important to me. I'm very grateful. But in all honesty, even if I didn't have the listeners that I have now, I would still be podcasting the same way because it was never about me becoming someone that everybody listens to. It was really me expressing thoughts that I felt. I was hoping that people would listen. I didn't expect the outcome to be what it was, but that was never my initial goal. And I know people are going to be like, yo, Chillis, that's crazy. How could you? And I hate when people do that. Like, don't tell me what's crazy to me. If I'm saying how I felt, you know, I already know what it sounds like because I overanalyzed it, but it was really just me expressing myself and how it became what it was. I am grateful for, but I also want to keep it the same way. Like, I don't want to have to find myself speaking on things I really don't care about just to remain relevant. That's not my goal. My goal is to just speak on thoughts that people keep to themselves and they don't really talk about, or they talk about it in private and they feel it might be crazy. I'm here to bridge that gap between what's crazy and what's just a part of the world. And the entire world is crazy. We hear about stuff that's going on every day. None of it is the definition of sane, at least the definitive definition that's found in the dictionary. So if that is something to consider, then consider that what you might be thinking might be more sane than what you deal with. By the time the new year arrives, I already know who I want to be and the kind of space I want to be in. And I have to do what isn't as hard as I thought it was to do, and you know, cut off some loose ends, narrow down the picture a little bit, be clear with my message, as in if I decide to go out my way and cut ties, I will. But if you know and feel that I'm cutting ties and I didn't say anything with you, just accept the message and keep moving forward. Because at that point in time, what I would want you to do, if you're not going off the wall and just sending some crazy messages, is to ask yourself, how did we get here? And I'm no one important to be given a deep thought where it's like, damn, man, Chillis is not talking to me. I'm just like everybody else. So I say that to say some people will really sit and marinate to make sure that they're thought about at the end of the day. I'm not one of those people. If you and I have an issue and I don't address it with you, I'm not expecting you to reach out to me to address the issue. Life goes on. Time moves forward. Sleep is important. I think 35 minutes is... I think that's good enough to just leave it right there. But the gist of all of this is just to make sure that, you know, you're your best you. Unapologetically. Don't worry about the repercussions of your actions if they're not repercussions for yourself. See how these words be hitting at 1 a.m? This is why I know when to come back. I'll be taking my breaks. I'll be coming back with some heat. Now, granted, you got to go through like a lot of the episode. Like, I'm going to start putting the marks. Chillis gets deep right here. Let's press that. Oh, yeah, Chillis says some dope shit right here. Also, I'm doing this for my mom. I'm going to share the link. She has resumed her podcasting. It's called the Goodness Gracious Podcast. If you think the name is dope, I came up with it. You know what I mean? I'm out here. Even when I'm not out here, I'm out here. Which is funny because when she dropped those episodes, I just counted it as like, yeah, I dropped two. That's me doing the executive producer. She called me and she was just like, I'm out here. So I'm just saying to myself, now you're competition. And unfortunately, I'm not the one to compete with. Also because I barely be dropping. So. But nah, to all my podcasters out there, shout out to all of you, to all my creators, to everyone just doing their thing. I always have faith in all of you. And all I just say is just be consistent. Do what you need to do to be where you want to be at. And I'm going to leave it at that. But please check out that podcast. My mom is the opposite of me. So her episodes aren't as long, which is kind of cool. Because the only other podcaster I know who has done that is my good friend Sky Todd. She has done 12-minute episodes with her podcast, Room 112. And to me, that's kind of dope. I always thought podcasting had to be equivalent to a television show, which is about 30 minutes. But I did find myself doing 15-minute episodes myself, but I never really counted it as episodes, just kind of like little notes. But I love the way everyone's unique with their podcasts. See, if I have a guest, I could do an hour, but if it's me, 25 minutes max. If I'm gone for a long time like I was recently, then I'll come back with a little bit of some smooth, chillish jazz, such as this, where I'll dim the lights, have a bottle of water or some tea, and then I'm just speaking with all of you. But for the most part, you know, 25 is, that's definitely going to be season 5's goal, 25 minutes max, 30 for like holidays or special episodes, an hour for guests, 2 hours if it's like something crazy, like the 100th episode that's coming along. But before we get to that, let me end this. So all of you, I appreciate you all for tuning in, for sharing, for asking me, you know, what's going on with the podcast. Every time people ask me, they always ask me at a time where I look so unproductive. I just be chilling. Somebody call me, yo, what's the podcast going on? After they ask me what I'm doing, oh, so you just chilling. What episode's that? It's like, oh, damn, all right. I'm going to the supermarket. Oh, you eating snacks? You getting snacks for podcasting? My mom at this point subliminally just was telling me, yo, you ain't out here no more. She and the family group chats with her podcast. That was the last straw. I was like, nah, don't take over my space. What you doing? So now I'm back doing what I'm doing. And the road to 100 resumes. But thank you all for tuning into this episode. I love and I appreciate every single one of you. Love, peace, chicken grease, north, west, south, and east. Yo, I'm getting close to an outro. That's good, right? We good? All right. All right, y'all be safe, and I'll talk with all of you soon. Chillest out. I don't know why I threw up them signs.